A grandson couldn't wait to tell me back then. His grandma had bought a little kit for him called the Magic Garden. Together, they put together these little plastic pieces that formed the frame for an outdoor scene that had a mountain as its backdrop. And then grandma helped our grandson pour the liquid from the kit over the crystals that were hiding in the designated areas of that frame. The next day, our grandson came to our house to see what had happened. When he stopped by my office to tell me, his eyes got big, his hands were in motion to try to explain to me what he had seen. It grew! And he had this kind of sense of wonderment. He was right. The trees had sprouted full pink foliage overnight, colorful flowers and bushes had bloomed, and as our grandson said, mountain grow snow. Well, sure enough, the mountain had filled in with a cover of snow. Wow. So what had been last night's plain plastic frame had suddenly exploded into this fully blooming technicolor show. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about growing amazing gardens. That magic garden kit appeared pretty plain and unimpressive at first look, but the secret was that there was all kinds of potential beauty there. Of course, you never see that beauty if you don't water it to make it grow. Oh, by the way, people are like that too, including some folks in your personal world right now. They may not look or feel like they're much, but they got all kinds of potential for beauty if someone will water what needs to grow. God gave us a hint of this life-changing chemistry in our word for today from the Word of God in Ephesians 4, verses 15 and 16. He says, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Now, the water in this chemistry for growth is, it says, speaking the truth in love, and things that build up those that we're in contact with. So if we nurture the good things in people, if we love them by telling them the truth about Jesus and about who they are in him, we can actually help people start to become more like Jesus, to start producing his spiritual characteristics. The problem is we often can't see past the basic kit in front of us. We look at our partner, our son or daughter, our mother or father, our fellow believer, co-worker, and all we can see is their warts, their weaknesses, and the things they need to improve. Oh, we're experts at seeing the flaws and the areas for improvement in other people. Consequently, most of us have already had a lifetime's worth of criticism and put-downs and harshness. But the eyes of Jesus don't just see what a person is. They see what a person could be. If someone would just water their potential with some encouragement and praise and believing in them. Jesus told Simon, you are Simon, but you will be the rock. He saw what Simon could be, and in fact, what he did become in Jesus' amazing garden. So what you water will grow. People will become what you call them. And the people in your family, in your church, at the place where you work, have so much beauty planted in them by our Creator. But somebody needs to believe in what they could be. So build them up. Don't ever tear them down. Build their confidence. Don't take it away. Load them up with praise. They don't need the growth-stunting effects of our negatives. You'll be amazed at what can happen in the garden of lives around you if you'll water them to bring out their latent beauty. In the words of my grandson, they grow.
Thanks, Ron. Christmas is over and New Year's is coming. Are you ready for your New Year's resolutions? Before you do, be sure to get Ron's ebook. It's called The New You. Ron will help guide you with some practical ways to make choices that will last. Get your new year off to a great start with the free ebook called The New You when you visit our website, awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.